We referred earlier to the funeral. What do you remember about the funeral? Interesting, I suppose, because you had people of all levels of society that were there. You had lawyers, lawmen, unsavory characters were hanging around the ranch, and they were probably just casually talking to each other. Is that true?
Yeah.
And they all had an interest in something in the funeral. Did Chubb attend that funeral?
Yeah.
So in your mind, the man who committed the crime was attending that funeral?
Yeah.
Was that a large funeral?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that road was full of cars. I was up there the night before the funeral. And the Meekums was all there. The old man, Meekum, and Little John, and all of them were there. Lots of people coming in. Body was there. And wasn't nothing for some of us to do. Gene, he wanted to take us up to the burial site.
On the ranch?
Yeah.
And the funeral was there at the ranch?
Yeah. So, I don't know, there's 8 or 10 of us went up there to the burial site. They had a big wagon wheel in the living room, lights, you know. So the story went, there was lots of spurs hanging on that wagon wheel. The guys that was working there when World War II come along, so they got drafted, they left, they hung their spurs up there on that light. When that was over, there's very few spurs up there.
When the funeral was over?
People were taking souvenirs.
Mullendorf had some good horses. Paul Bear was on 6 gray horses. Oh, 7 horses, because E.C.'s horse was empty. That was something.
An eerie feeling.
Yeah.
How was Linda on that day? Did she keep her composure?
Yeah, I seen her, but I didn't talk to her. Talked to Linda.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I never talked to her.
Why not?
Well, a couple of reasons. She wasn't there. And I didn't want to get into talking to her about something she didn't know anything about. She knew about their finances, but I knew about their finances. I didn't see any reason for me to get it from her. I was getting it from the old man and Ms. Mullendorf.
So those people were certainly answering the question that you asked. Who were his enemies? Who could have done this? You asked those people those questions,
yes.
And you didn't need to ask her.
I didn't think
she wouldn't have known any more than they would have known.
I didn't feel like I should bother her. I respect her. I just didn't feel like I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't think she knew a thing in the world about it. Sure don't.
A couple hundred people you think were there?
More than that. I imagine there's 500.
Because the Mullendorfs were known certainly throughout this county and counties beyond.
Well, you ever been to the ranch?
No.
Well, I don't know, 4 miles, I think it is, from Highway 10 up to the ranch house. And that road was fun, full of people. There was lots of sightseers. There was a lot of friends. A lot of people just wanted to be there.
This is the story that a movie could have been made out of. And isn't it true that there were those shortly after who wanted to do a movie?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
And the Mullendorfs said no to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't Gene want to build a huge statue there on the burial site of E.C.?
You know, I don't know about that.
It was never built, but I understood he wanted to.
Well, I'm sure he wanted to.
What was Gene's demeanor then? He was a crusty old man, you said. Was he broken? Was he mad that day of the funeral?
Oh, he was mad. He was mad. He blamed it all on Linda. If Linda hadn't left, it wouldn't have happened.
Why did she leave him?
Well, because she just got fed up with him. He was just drunk all the time.
And she had the 4 children.
Yeah.
Took them with her. And then I read she really didn't want to leave him, but wanted to make him sit up and take notice.
Well, I don't think she wanted a divorce or nothing. I think she's just trying to get him straightened up. There's a lot of people thought, like you said, while ago, she and Chubb, they was interested in one another. I don't believe that for a minute. Never have thought it. Now, Chubb was awful close to those boys. The next, the oldest, was closer to him than any of them, but those boys he was really close to.
Well, they were probably with him. He showed them the ways of the ranch, and they learned a lot from him, probably.
Yeah. But outside of that, I just don't think there's anything there, and I think Linda didn't want a divorce, but she's the end of the road. She's trying to see if she couldn't straighten him up.
Did Gene carry that against Linda for a long time, that he blamed it on her?
Yeah.
If she had never left that day, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But then those could say, well, something else would have played out one way or another anyway.
It was getting down to the end where something was going to have to give.
Now, Linda said in newspaper accounts that she and E.C. had been threatened over some financial dealings. borrowed money. It was said that EC had quite a few enemies, loan creditors and loan operators, and so she felt that and probably was threatened.
Yeah, I don't doubt that a bit.